Listen, be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil by doing good. It's time to lay aside the weights, everything that comes to weigh you down. Let it go. Let it go. And the time is to trust in the living God, to trust in Him with all of your heart, and lean not unto your own understanding. Listen, Philippians 4 and 13 always seems to be one of my favorite scriptures. And you have to make it personal. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Yes, you who are watching this video right now, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Here's a clarion call today for you and I to rise up through prayer.
Do not worry again. No.
Do not fret. Do not allow depression to overcome your life anymore. Listen, refuse to be bitter and angry. Forgive. Forgive. Let go of all bitterness and forgive those who have wronged you. Forgive yourself. Yes, God has already forgiven you. So forgive yourself. So let's pray. Believe the word that God will perform His word in your life. Activate your faith. When you put your faith, you activate dunamis power. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, bless this audience right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, those who are watching, I pray, oh Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, that you would divinely intervene on their behalf right now. In the name of Jesus, that you would mend every brokenness in their life today, that you would heal the hurts, Father, especially those traumatic experiences that occurred in their life, which is holding them back, Lord, in the name of Jesus. That hurt, that pain, Father, if that unforgiveness, that bitterness, oh God, in the name of Jesus, cause them to let it go, release it to you, Father, and allow you to heal, in the name of Jesus, all the hurting parts, all the soiled parts of our lives. Yes, Father, put me in there too, in the name of Jesus, for we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God, in the name of Jesus, Father, and help us to understand that if you refuse to forgive others, Father, that you will not forgive us. So, Father, I pray today that this will be the beginning of a new day in someone's life under the sound of my voice. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you restore families, Father, that you restore all that's been lost or stolen, Father, in the name of Jesus. I pray for refreshment. I pray for rekindling. I pray in the name of Jesus for your divine intervention, for your divine healing and deliverance and restoration. I pray for salvation, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that every need will be met in each life today. Thy kingdom come, Father. Thy will be done in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen. God bless you right where you are. Remember, you are victorious in Christ. Yes. So stand your ground in Christ, knowing that the battle has already been won and the victory belongs to Jesus. Greater is He that is in you than He that is in the world. So you are victorious and triumphant in Christ. And listen, you are an overcomer. You are more than a conqueror. So whatever it is that's coming at you, that's trying to hinder you, you have to overcome it. Overcome. How do you overcome? You overcome by the word of your testimony and the blood of the Lamb. The blood of Jesus. Go with God. Stay with God. Commune with God. Stay in the word. Stay abiding in the word of God. Continue to pray. Prayer is just continuous. Continue to pray. It may seem like nothing is happening. Nothing is changing while you're praying. But I kid you not. Every time you pray, something is changing. You just cannot see it. Because God is working in the scenes. He's working behind the scenes. And He's working on your behalf. Be faithful and stay in that place, your position of prayer. Maintain your posture of prayer. Thank you so much for tuning in. This was spontaneous. God bless you right where you are.